put aside. Later, that putting aside was a very helpful thing to me, to put aside a lot of these different set of rules. You remember the set of rules that the cleverness of jealousy will create? Remember, he chose 12 of these Christians and gave them each one basic good logic, but opposed the other one, and opposed the other one. You remember, that's me, that's all of us. Because we remember pieces of rules and philosophy here and there, according to our needs, to explain something, to explain it to myself. Do you remember how good Christians explain to themselves that they are helping these slaves, they are saving their soul and spirit? And it's not only Christianity, it happens all around, because this is humanity, we human beings, right? So he said, there are these exceptions. First, we talked about it. Now is the time to know why we talked about it. Do you remember how sharp he talked about it? In book one, he said, there is no stronger or harder barrier to pass than jealousy. This is the basic. Here, he explained it, not in a personal way. Generally, go back and read it. You will see that he explained it generally, to be explained even in a personal attitude of a single person. That the jealousy is there. And look, in your mind, there are different kind of people, different kind of thinking. And when you choose one, they all will be jealous, right? So what should you do? Huh? That was the question which was answered in the last paragraph. He said, listen, it's easy. Look around and find one of these exceptions. And follow that exception. Forget about all rules. He talked about the intelligence which will be dominated by ego, will be something that pulls us down. Everything has an opposite. Remember, the ego likes the logic based on me and my benefit. There is that other part. Where is it? Find the exception of people. Remember, teaching. This is why we believe in peer, in that exceptional fellow. Because the stuff by itself is exceptional. So it's in exceptional people. So we have to look for them. Means we have to fight all our other thoughts for that one. Because we have these different emirs in you. Each of them, one of them is patriot. Okay? Means it will kill for your motherland. One of them is a very tender one. No killing, no harsh stuff, no bad words. One of them is romantic. These are the different dimensions that are like, do you remember how he explained it? He said, in you, it's like a little forest. There are all kinds of animals, good and bad. And really they are there. You know that they are there, don't you? In Rumi's time, nobody knew. So Rumi will talk about the attitude. But now, I'm talking literally, physically, who is in you? Almost all animals, when we bring out your genetics, those little different proteins, four kind of stuff, making that ladder, you share it almost all with chimp and all monkeys. You share 70% of it with crocodile. So they're all in me. I mean, you could go in, if you change the information inside, suddenly my hand starts to become a wing. Doesn't matter. That way everything is in me. My choice is what? My choice is that leader. Is it? Because he's looking at you will change you. Imagine Rumi saying this. Imagine a very good gentleman, an old man sitting, everybody is murid and they believe in him, and he will say this sentence, which I just told. How everybody will feel. He said, all the animals are in you. He said, I'm me, animal. Now I'm talking about genetically, you know it's in you. So what's the difference? Even now, we can ignore it. That all the animals are in me. Because this is a machine. I am the driver. Where is my choice? My choice has a source. It's not just happening. It has a source. And I have to connect to that source. How? To find someone. Suddenly, so remember, first of all, you need two wings to fly. You remember in the past he said one of the wings is knowledge, science. The other one is vision, wisdom. And you need both of them. You need the animal part. Have you ever said that there is something wrong with this animal? Did we? You're not sure, you're not a good witness for me that I never, ever said that. I cannot. Why? I have to go back to Rumi. Rumi will explain it step by step. This is how we are working, right? He explained it that, listen, remember, you're like this. First of all, before human being, there is no good or bad. That's what I have in mind while I'm saying this. Good or bad depends on us. Before the human being here, is there any good or bad? No. You see that even dishonesty is not bad. It's cleverness. It's beautiful, isn't it? All these cheating stuff, pairing the animals and the plant and the insect and the birds, they cheat, they pretend, all of that is beautiful. Good or bad starts with us. Why? Because we have the choice. We have this potentiality, we have the choice. This was the first thing we learned. You remember what we learned first? You. What we learned first? The first thing we learned. Our grandpa, he learned what? Rabbana, innana, walamna, anfusana. O our dear God, our own ego took us to the darkness. I did it. I am responsible. The first stuff is responsibility. Never forget that. Why I am responsible? Because I have the choice. A monkey doesn't have responsibility because monkey doesn't have a choice. His choice is quite limited to that silly animal game. Mine? Who? Mine goes beyond galaxies and beyond the atomic structure. That's my part. This is something that I cannot explain. Oh my God, please help me to say it, or let me drop it. But how can I do that? Whatever you wish. By this attitude, I explain that. Remember, we do not go there. We could be being pulled there. Does it sound familiar? How many different times he should explain it? Let me explain it a little bit differently. You cannot fall in love. You personally, you cannot do it. But you could get lucky and fall in love. Okay? The only thing you could do is to increase your luck. How? Very simple. Honestly, very simple. That I could give it as an intellectual answer to that alien, and with the same sentence, I could give it to this 6-year-old boy here, and he understands it, and he will be convinced. My explanation was like this. I say it again, pay attention. That I say, you see, it's not up to me to go up there, because I'm like, let's say, piece of metal. I should get lucky to be pulled, to be attracted, because that one has a gravity. We know that. Do you remember? We talked about it. The attraction to the beauty is this. So the source of beauty has a power to pull. Okay? Then the question is, I cannot jump high, but I could try to increase my chance to be pulled up. How about that? Now the question is, how could I do that?
Become beautiful.
Exactly. Become worthy of that attraction. What is the worthiness of that attraction? Understand the beauty, increase your taste, and become beautiful. Yes. How could I become beautiful? That would be the second question. It's a good question, isn't it? The boy understood it. Okay, now we'll say, oh, well, thank you for that advice. But I'm puzzled. How could I beautify myself? It's only one thing, one simple thing. Again, it's not who you are, it's not what you think, and it's not about a doctrine. It's just by good deeds to we. Isn't that simple? Whatever you do, think about, is this good for we, humanity, or not? I don't say you get the answer very quickly, but if you know the answer,